So I was watching TV the other night when the lieutenant governor of Texas came on to say the following. No one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in. Let's analyze what this guy is saying. Let's start with keeping the America that all America loves. He's referring, of course, to our economy. The economy that rewards big corporations and immensely wealthy people while leaving 80-90% of the rest behind. His statement means the following. Saving the lives that are at risk as the coronavirus washes over the land, spiking at rates that might very well overwhelm the healthcare systems in many areas of the country, is too expensive in terms of incomes loss. In other words, keeping the billionaire class rich is more important than saving the lives of the people at risk. Next, let's examine this politician's noble sacrifice. He will willingly risk his life to protect the economic system that he loves, even if his statement, all America loves it, is at least a gross exaggeration, if not an outright falsehood. Now, in economics, there's a concept called spillover costs and benefits. This concept states, and it's really just common sense, that things that happen to a particular individual, getting an education, being struck by a dangerous communicable disease, has impact far beyond that individual. The positive spillover from my getting my education was all the skilled contributions I made in my 40-plus years as a teacher. Many people benefited other than me because I got that education. The negative spillover costs of this Texan getting the coronavirus and even dying from it go way beyond his personal sacrifice. Because he seems to have absorbed the I-focused part of American culture, he can only think of this situation in terms of his sacrifice. But consider it logically. If he gets sick with coronavirus, unless he promises to immediately blow his brains out, he will end up in the healthcare system. Even before he becomes symptomatic, he will have infected lots of other people, many of whom will not be senior citizens, because contrary to the urban legend that led too many young people to cavort in groups over spring break, the disease does not only affect seniors. Younger people have died, even if at a lower rate. Once he is symptomatic, he ends up taking up space in the healthcare system, using scarce resources like ventilators, protective gear, and an ICU bed. And he will take the time of healthcare workers, putting them at risk given the insufficient supply of protective gear and definitely taking them away from caring for people who, unlike him, do not wish to sacrifice themselves on the altar of billionaire capitalism. Next, let's scale up the noble sacrifice he's willing to make to keep the American economy humming along. Suppose there are 10,000 oldsters like him willing to make that sacrifice. Multiply all the spillover costs I just mentioned by 10,000, and all those extra challenges I just specified will also be multiplied by 10,000. Finally, with all of these oldsters volunteering to risk death so as to get the economy going again, the increased infection rate will actually crash the economy. So the idea of sacrificing a few thousand senior citizens, assuming they have the perverse views of the Texas lieutenant governor, to save the economy will be self-defeating. That man is a moral idiot and an economic illiterate.